I know how to woo you over.
Yeah, you do. We have partnered, and I'm excited, but I'm going to wait till Wells gets on. And he's here, by the way. I'm just going to wait till he gets over to the microphone and settle in, and I find out what's been going on with him, because I ain't seen the brother in a minute. And I always enjoy doing the show with him as well, no pun intended. But I'm excited about this venture. You're going to want to mark down June 30th. And not you haters, not you people that listen just to hate. Now, you don't worry about it. As a matter of fact, I don't even want you in Tampa June 30th, even if you live there. Pencil down a vacation. Be somewhere else outside of Tampa and Side Splitters June 30th. But we'll talk about that as soon as my boy gets his headphones on. Thank you, John Sinning, for sharing this ER. That bottle.
This is delicious.
Dude, Eagle Rare, it's a smooth one. It's a real smooth one. I don't know why I'm thanking him since I gave him the bottle.
But he poured you some off. That's the important part.
And I hate that. I hate to make him. I didn't make him. I hate for a man to open his bottle. But I said, just give me two fingers. Give me a taste. I want you to be able to enjoy the bottle. I got a bottle lined up for you at some point, Wells, when you make it back over to the house.
Yeah. Hey, look, listen, man. I'm about it.
All right. And speaking, what you been about? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, same old. God bless, by the way.
Thank you.
Know, glad being here. You know, glad to be here. You know, I mean, I kind of miss you guys, actually.
We kind of miss you as well. The day gig still going strong?
Yeah. They want me to get more involved with the union stuff, so they're trying to give me like a scholarship to go back to college.
Well, hold on. They're gonna give you a scholarship to go back to college? Take it.
Yeah. No. I have to do like an essay, and I have to go through the process and everything like that. But I talked to one of the higher ups. They're trying to look for like the next generation of people, you know, to represent.
Give me what they want in the essay, and I'll write it for you.
No, I got chat. What is it?
ChatGPT?
Yeah, ChatGPT.
Okay. Do you want to go with a robot?
Yeah.
or you want to go with somebody? See, this is the thing, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Whatever
OPP.
You want to call it, yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
This is the thing. That thing. Finesse. Mm-hmm. Art and writing and things of that nature. It's about the finesse.
Yeah.
You know, and robots don't.
They don't have finesse.
They don't understand because they're pure of heart. Mm-hmm. You know, when you know.
And I thought about the same thing. I'm like, I really do want to write the essay because I feel like if you're gonna apply for a scholarship, that you got to put in your own.
Put it
in your own words. Put in your own effort. No, yeah, you got to put in effort.
You think
it.
Rich guys do that? You want to be rich or you want to be right?
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of guys.
You want to be rich or ethical?
There are a lot of guys, a lot of successful guys. And Mo DeWitt, and I'm not saying he's one of them, can probably attest to this throughout the channels and circles that he has hung in. There are a lot of guys that very early on decided that I would rather be rich than right.
Really?
Yes. And you know what they're doing right now?
Being rich.
Being rich. Yeah. And from what I can see on the outside looking in, it ain't bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you ever meet somebody and you're like, this person is really, really dumb. How are they this rich?
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. Every single time.
All the time. And if you do a deep dive, or sometimes you don't even have to do a deep dive, you understand that sometimes people were, what's the term I'm looking for? Staked. By relatives or legacy.
People are just plain lucky.
Yes, and sometimes people are plain lucky. But also sometimes people stumble upon or they create a great opportunity, but that still doesn't mean that they're all that smart.
I mean, and I think some of the hardest working people and some of the smartest people aren't necessarily the most wealthy people.
100%. Yes, you can stumble upon an idea. I mean, you know, the guy with the Pederock, the $1 million. I don't know that I'm looking for a college degree from this guy.
I don't
know that he's going to give you the greatest conversation at a bar. If you go, look it up, kids, Pederock. Some guy became a millionaire selling rocks.
Yeah. No,
as pets. God, I miss the 80s.
Yeah,
I miss the 80s, Wells. Yeah. The 80s were a free-for-all of sex, drugs, fantastic music.
Fantastic drugs, too.
I said drugs.
And
the craziest of crazy ideas.
How about this? Like what? Like the Slinky? I remember back then y'all had the Slinky.
Sure,
that was a million-dollar idea.
And the Slinky didn't really do anything.
It really didn't do much, no. How about the Magic?
It was one of those toys that you got and you played with for like 5 minutes and then you're like...
And then it gets all tangled in itself and you're like, this thing's trash.
Yeah. What else you got?
How about the Magic 8 Ball? Remember that one? No, that was popular. That was popular back
in
what
popular for. It was popular in the 80s for old creepy guys hitting on Hooters waitresses.
Check this ball out real quick.
They post up by the hostess station and put that Magic 8 Ball... right on before the advent of
they put a hole at the end and then
before the advent of cell phones where you could be one of the first people to have a cell phone and people were just and I remember that because I was people were just like amazed it was the Magic 8 Ball.
Magic 8 Ball, yeah.
Say cell phones ruined the Magic 8 Ball game.
Really?
Yes. Dude, it would be so many people. I mean the ridiculous things because you know it's not the original Hooters but it's the original to me, the one on Hillsborough. You know, I just graduated high school and me and when that thing was built and then I was with Ron and Ron and they had a deal with a sponsorship or whatever you want to call it, an alliance with that Hooters and the operating company. So we were in there all the time and it was just amazing to see the game lame-os tried to spit.
You have a line
like Spike?
Listen, Spike, I didn't know Spike at the time, but yeah, I am sure that he was there.
I've seen him in there.
At the outset, but yeah, I think at the outset we were there. And again, I will say this, they're my favorite, they were my favorite wings. They still are because I'm a breaded wing fan. So I wasn't necessarily going there for the girls, although it didn't hurt. I really was there for the wings.
Right.
And the curly, dude, they had the curly fries.
Curly fries. You can't beat a good curly fry.
No, and then a grouper sandwich. I mostly got the wings. Yeah. But, yeah, they had, and still to this day, they have a pretty decent menu. So, the 8-Ball, my boy John said, you're talking about was invented in the 70s. The 8-Ball that I'm familiar with was in the 80s.
Oh, the 8-Ball. Talking about that we all like, no one like, bought into the
John.
United States in the
Shout
80s.
John. I wasn't rolling like that in the 80s. I didn't experiment till
early 90s, late 80s.
You know what? I'm going to say early 2000s. Early 2000s.
You're a late bloomer.
I had a taste here or there, maybe in the 90s, but nothing that would make you think that, you know, I was partying. I didn't do my party. You know, my partying always was kind of very modulated. You know, I just did when I stand up, you're working at night 6 nights a week in a bar and you can drink on the job and blah, blah, blah. Partying, you know, when your job's a party, you're hanging around funny cats. You're hanging around people that are throwing you appreciation and love. When your occupation that you also kind of love is a party, the need to go out and party or the need to continue partying afterwards was just not there for me.
Yeah.
Like by the time people were ready, the shows were over and people were like, all right, let's go to Ybor City. Let's go here and party. Whatever. I'm like, man, I just finished partying.
Yeah, I just,
I'm good.
Enjoy
your DUI. have fun with that. Don't call me. My phone is going to be off. Mm-hmm. But speaking of side splitters, and then thank you. I'm glad, John Johnson, I am glad that you are listening because I know it is too bad we didn't hang out in the 80s. I am going to be leaning on you as I always do. I have decided I did a one night special show that we were taping and we were going to try and get out on the streaming platforms called Tough Times for Us White Guys.
Again?
I did that show.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was there.
We had sound issues as far as the recording goes, not in the show itself. Everything was fine coming from the stage. It's just the recording of. And I was only able to release clips that had decent sound because they came from one of the cameras that was positioned right and the sound mix was right. Mm-hmm. The other camera, which was the primary camera, the sound, we tried to... We tried to repair it, but we could not. So now I am going to do a reshoot Mo DeWitt of the Mo DeWitt Law Firm. It'll be the Mo DeWitt Law Firm is going to be sponsoring it.
Mo Comedy Show.
Just call Mo. We're going to have
again.
We're going to have a limited edition run of T-shirts. We're going to have quite a few things. I'm going to talk to Olivero and try and get the bone tied in as well. I'm going to be doing a show June 30th, and there's no tickets yet, but I'll let you know when they're available. We're putting this together as we speak, and I'm talking to BT. June 30th, the Is This Racist show, it will be racist. that will be
from the perspective of a white man or a black man.
What am I?
Okay. Well, I mean, it depends what day it is.
It's just asking the question. Yeah. I'm going to say some things, and I'm going to need. And my question is, hey, is this racist?
All right, I can rock it.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not going to be condemning racism. Okay. I'm going to be embracing it.
Yo, true. Yeah. All right.
You don't have a problem with that Mo DeWitt, do you?
Sure. Yeah, your name's on the show, by the way.
Yes.
I don't really pay attention to the content of what I put my name on. I just slap my name on anything.
It's gonna be the old school kind of having fun with racism.
White people do this, black people do that kind of thing.
Well, no, I'm not gonna be corny.
Just
everything is racist nowadays.
And
it's just gonna kind of be making light of that, and then it's also gonna be pointing out some things that we all share that if you really broke it down, they're probably racist. But it's also going to have a lot of other stuff into it. So I'm trying to get Michael Maverick involved so I can do some of my songs as well. You know,
oh, you're going to be singing?
Yeah, well, you know, I can play the guitar.
You can play the guitar.
I can play a song or here or there, but I can't play and sing at the same time.
Gotcha.
I have zero coordination.
Gotcha.
And I can't really play the guitar. I can play horse with no name. Because it's two friggin' notes.
As long as you got one song in your arsenal, you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I it's fun. It breaks it up in between. So just keep that in the back of your mind. I'm definitely going to put information out as I get it. But it'll be the Is This Racist show at
Is This Racist show with the cat named Mo?
It's the show, but be the Is This Racist. That's it right there.
All right, looking forward to it.
Should I call it? This will definitely be racist.
Sponsored by Moses DeWitt. Yeah.
When I was sponsoring the show, it had a different name.
That contract is locked in, man.
You can't get out of it now.
You might want to read it. I can change the title or whatever. That's a good question, though. Do I call it Is This Racist or This Will Definitely Be Racist?
We could put out a poll, you know? You want to put out a poll? Yeah. A little poll?
How about I feel like being racist? What about racist? The fun parts of racism.
Is there a really fun part of racism?
How about racism you can laugh at?
It doesn't
it's not
hit.
Terrible. Yeah. It doesn't.
But it's
hit.
not as good as This Will Definitely Be Racist.
Yeah, I like that one a little better. Yeah, all of them.
John Johnson? Tell me, do we call it? Is this racist or This Will Definitely Be Racist? Just take the question out of the equation. Hey, you're on the Cat Named Mo Show. What's up? Turn your radio down. We don't have a phone screener.
No worries. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
I was just gonna say,
back in the day was, you know, Richard Pryor was Red Fox, was Eddie Murphy. Were they, like, put on blast as far as what they were saying on this whole concept of what's racist and what's not?
I don't know that they did race, they probably did. They did a lot of white stereotypes.
They did, yeah. But back then it was a different time.
Yeah. Y'all had it coming back then, though.
Yeah,
it's kind of equaled out. Now.
It's a little bit more.
All right, let me ask you this: which title was better for the show? Is This Racist or This Will Definitely Be Racist?
I would like Is This Racist because there's a lot of that gives itself a lot of clarity to clarity, but it leans itself well to the right or the left. Or I don't know.
I think you're right. I think my first inclination, always go with your gut. And that was my first inclination.
Yeah, it gives a little bit of a suspense.
Yeah. I think the word we're all searching for, gentlemen, is ambiguity.
Yeah, ambiguity.
It lends it some ambiguity.
Comedy. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interject. No, but I'm just saying comedy is comedy. And that's the way we want to all remember is jokes are jokes, man. We could all make jokes without being racist. Come on.
Well, no, we sometimes we should be racist.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Well, what's your name again?
Johnny,
I'll expect you at the show June 30th, but 4 p.m. Mark it down.
I'm going to be there. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I had a choice between a 4 p.m. and an 8 p.m. show, and one of the other decisions I made in that regard was to do the 4 because